personalized service for repairs, upgrades, and networks in the East Cliff Village Shopping Center in Santa Cruz. It is Friday, October 15, 2004, 10:04 a.m. on the central coast of California. It's time now for Geek Speak. Welcome to Geek Speak, bridging the gaps between geeks and the rest of humanity. My name is Lyle Troxell. Please keep in mind the views expressed during Geek Speak are not necessarily those of KUSP. Today on Geek Speak, we're giving you the latest in geek news, and in about 15 minutes, taking your questions and comments about computers and technology. The numbers are 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877, or you can use geekspeak.org to send us email. Welcome to Geek Speak.
Thank you so much, Lori.
My name is Lyle Troxell. And in the air with me are Miles Elam and John Tracy. Geeks, good morning.
Good morning.
We are taking pledges all hour. We have a wonderful Geek Speak goal of $1,000. We have $880 left to go in the hour. So get in now to support Geek Speak. The phone numbers, of course, are
476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. And as always, you can pledge at KUSP.org. Just click the big blue turntable, and it'll take you to Cruzio Secure.
Turntable button website. Online.
Isn't it still a blue turntable, though?
It's still big a blue.
Yes.
Before we take calls in about 15 minutes to answer technical questions, let's get the latest news. Miles?
The FCC has opened the way for broadband over power line, a new form of high-speed internet. Hasn't been without its political problems. There have been questions about interference both with government communication lines and with ham radio, which has been the biggest issue that I've been made aware of. But while they acknowledge the potential for interference and are working in ways to make sure that keep the interference down, try to keep it so everyone can work together. It looks like broadband for power line is going to be a reality for folks around the country.
Is this across the U.S.?
Yeah.
Now, what does broadband for broadband internet over power lines do to ham radios? Does it just make them less efficient, or does it just destroy them completely?
It depends on who you talk to, and it depends on how the power companies have set up their lines.
Okay.
It depends on how good the filtering is done.
Now, when we say there's a go-ahead, there's actually kind of a proposed way of doing this?
Basically, well, there are already pilot programs of broadband
right.
power line in the country. And what the FCC has done is saying, all right, you're free to roll out.
This is viable. Go ahead and launch them.
Yes.
Wow, that's big. That's big. Thank you, Miles. John, hi.
Good morning. The U.S., on Monday, won the gold at the World Cyber Games. World Cyber Games, they play a variety of games. Counter-Strike Condition Zero was the one that the team took the gold in. Warcraft 3, Frozen Thrones, FIFA Soccer, Need for Speed, StarCraft, Brood War, Unreal Tournament, Halo, and Project Gotham Racing. The team that won, if they're going to have champagne, only one member can drink it because they're all under 21 except one team member. They took home $50,000 for their winnings. So when your mom tells you stop playing video games, never going to go anywhere. Now you have some fodder. But then your
all
chances
you have to do is win a world championship.
Your chances of winning this, you have a better chance of winning the lottery twice.
Wow.
So no,
There's that many participants in there.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. The talk about games with computer games, it has me having images of someone with a thumb going like, oh, I sprained it. Oh, wait, tape it up. We've got to get back in there.
Yes, they said they amid fanfare fit for actual world-class athletes, five Americans with really quick fingers to comb the gold.
Quick fingers and quick eyes, of course.
Right. 30,000 people showed up and took home a combined total of $400,000 in prizes.
Wow. And I'm assuming these prizes were put up by the gaming industry.
The gaming industry, which, by the way, rakes in about $10 billion a year.
How does it compare to the movie industry?
I don't know.
Miles, you got some idea of how the game industry compares to the movie industry?
It's more money in the game industry now than...
That's right. It just
games took over about 2 years ago.
Yeah, just recently.
That's pretty big. Well, thanks for that news. And speaking of news, in just a minute, Miles' next item is actually TiVo for radio. Pretty apropos for GeekSpeak. Recording your radio when you're not listening to it or when you're not able to listen to it. But most of the time, you are able to listen to it. Every week, you're able to listen to GeekSpeak. As you try to make sense of the world... every week you get to listen to GeekSpeak, and every day you get to listen to KOSP. As you try to make sense of the world and how to react to events, you found that up-to-the-minute news coverage is essential. You can count on KOSP to bring you current information any time, night or day. You can count on us for information because we count on you for support. Call with your pledge today, 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877, or you can pledge online at our secure website, kusp.org.
And while you're on the internet, you must ask yourself, how much are you paying for web access every month? For web, for email, $30? $40? Are you paying more? Well, compare your cost for internet access to a membership in KUSP. You can access KUSP from anywhere you go, in the shower, in the car, at the office, on a hike, at the beach, you name it. Places you just cannot access the internet and still get news. Your KUSP connection is always on and always reliable. We promise your radio will stay 100% spam-free. Guaranteed. You're wise to be online. Now you can become wiser by becoming a KUSP contributor. Please call us at 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877 or go up to the website with your snazzy internet connection and pledge at kusp.org.
When you get information, I mean, the information is the reason why you're listening to community radio. When it comes down to it, this is where you go. And GeekSpeak is one of those programs that works for that, you know, trying to get out more information, because the more information, the more interesting it is. And, you know, some folks might be comfortable with getting their information about a candidate by watching the 30-second political ads on TV, for example. But you're not like that. I'm not like that. We want more. More information, more coverage, more access to the candidates. KSP provides you with the coverage you need to make your decisions. Bring you the coverage because we think you like you do. Information brings insights. And you know more, the more interesting life is. KUSP is supporting people like you. Call now and make a pledge. 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. Or the secure website, kusp.org.
Remember, it's fast and easy. It's easy, it's fast, and if you use a credit card, you're done in less than 2 minutes. You decide what to pledge. Every pledge gets us closer to today's goal of 1,300. And in fact, we're doing so well. We've raised our goal.
We're raising our goal because Jenny Dushek is pledging $365 as a challenge. Your contribution will be matched dollar for dollar until 11 a.m. So only during the GeekSpeak program. If you pledge right now, your pledge goes twice as far. So call us at 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. Or again, you can pledge on our secure website at kusp.org.
Join us now. Pledging your support, 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. You can pledge at our secure website, kusp.org. Miles, why don't you go ahead and thank a few people that have done so.
We have Catherine. Calling in saying that she likes Democracy Now! And the show at Fridays from midnight to 2 a.m. It's a common thing. Don't know the name of the show, just that show that's really late at night.
It's yummy.
And she's a new subscriber. We got Amber from Seaside, especially loves Sunday programming and GeekSpeak. We have Shirley from Capitola. Thank you for your pledge. Jan from Santa Cruz loves Democracy Now! Richard, who's a new subscriber from Santa Cruz, loves Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Rocks. Lee from Moss Landing, also for Democracy Now! Phyllis, who's also a new subscriber from Felton, loves jazz and Democracy Now!
And I've got a Catherine. This one's from Carmel Valley. Thank you very much for your support. She says, love Democracy Now. Keep it on. And we have Nancy from Soquel. She likes Democracy Now and says it's fabulous. She also enjoys Geek Speak and Latin music shows. All right. Thank you very much, Nancy, for your support.
Thank you all for your support, for your support of KSP and for listening. Because you're listening, 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877, or you can pledge on our secure website, kusp.org. Miles, what is up with TiVo for radio?
Well, it's a little widget called the Griffin Radio Shark.
When you say a widget, you mean a piece of hardware?
It's a piece of hardware. It kind of looks like our wireless access gateway, actually. It's
Let's describe that for other people that haven't been in the air room.
Yes, it looks like the dorsal fin to a shark. It's probably why they called it Radio Shark.
Okay.
And it connects through a USB connection to your computer. It's pretty seamless. And it has, obviously, a radio.
An FM radio.
FM radio receiver in it. And it allows you to record programs depending upon the time. It doesn't have any real information getting, like, unlike TV, which has, like, all the schedules for programs,
right.
You're able to choose it. Radio isn't all that together.
Well, isn't all that conglomerated. There's actually
right.
unique shows going
right,
on radio.
Right. And so what you have to do is simply go by the times
mm-hmm.
and know ahead of time.
So you know your station, like KSP, and you go, okay, 10 o'clock on Fridays.
Right, exactly.
And record Geek Speak
and for an hour. And you're able to pause live radio, just like with TiVo.
Very nice.
The time
so
shift.
When the phone rings and you're listening to your favorite show, you're listening to Democracy Now!, let's say. When the phone rings, you pause it, pick up the phone,
yeah.
talk, and then go back.
What people
cool.
are really curious about is what the RIAA, the Recording Industry Association
yeah.
of America, will say about it, because radio has always been a give out music for free to no one in particular.
Right.
And this gives you a way to record it really easily.
Right. And there's been this whole back and forth of saying, well, CDs are different because then you're able to transmit it without a loss of quality,
mm-hmm.
whereas radio, they were always saying, well, it's not that big of a deal because it's not CD quality.
Right.
I'm wondering what they're going to say about gadgets like this that, yeah, it's
well,
not
it's
CD
still
quality.
FM, I mean.
Right. It's not bad.
Right.
Yeah, I say I was from an FM transmitter.
Well, some voices sound better than others, Miles.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I'm curious to see how it will pan out.
Yeah. John?
Yes. Oh, you want another news story, don't you?
I do, but I want to follow up one more thing with Miles' news story. And that is that the TiVo, this Radio TiVo called the Shark what?
The Radio Shark.
Radio Shark. Is it available now?
Yes, it is.
All right, thank
and
you.
And it seems like this is a still plug into your computer kind of device, right?
Yes, it is.
It's not a standalone like
right.
a TiVo. Okay, but we're getting closer. It's nice to see someone going in that direction. All right, I've got two Apples.
It does have iPod synchronization, though.
It does? Yes. I'm getting one. Okay, speaking of Apple, iTunes Music Store, the downloads for iTunes Music Store have topped 150 million songs, which is pretty amazing, consider it hasn't been around that long. Also in Apple News, they had a better-than-expected fourth-quarter result this year, which is largely due to their iPod sales and the iTunes Music Store sales. Plus, the G5 has been a brisk seller.
We finally got a G5 at work, a G5 iMac. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. It looks better in you know live than it does with pictures online. So Apple's doing some neat stuff, that's for sure.
I'm still disappointed in the video card in it. But
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a very nice machine.
You know, I just read something recently that the iBooks, I think the later version of iBooks, which are not set up for dual monitors, even though they have an external monitor connection, there's actually a hack to make them a dual monitor machine. The card inside there is actually dual.
So it's not a hardware issue, it's a software issue?
That's right. They locked it down for lower ends. And I sent you the email, Miles.
Yes,
you
did. And I looked at it, and they had that wonderful list on the website saying which laptops were supported and which ones weren't. And mine was so not supported.
But I'm wondering if the iMac has that support if you hack into it.
Does it have video out?
Oh, you know, it might not even have video out. I'll have to look at it later today. In any case, Apple's doing really much better this week.
Yes, which is funny because you know, it seems like every 3 years someone comes out and knells the death of Apple, rings the dead bell. But they're alive and kicking. They had a profit of $106 million last year, or a diluted 26 cents per share. Your financial news.
Got more lives than James Bond.
And we're looking on the big board here to see where we are. Our goal for today is $1,300. I'm sorry, our goal for Geek Speak, we have a challenge going. Mm-hmm. Jenny Dushek called in a challenge, and she'll match any pledge to KUSP up to a total of $365. So your contribution will be matched dollar for dollar right now. If you're a returning member or a new member of KUSP, your pledge goes twice as far. So for every dollar you support KUSP with right now, it becomes $2. You can call us at 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. And, of course, you can pledge on our secure website at kusp.org.
And on Geek Speak, among other programs, you'll hear us talk about thanking various businesses, national and local ones, for supporting the program. But do you actually know that most of the money for KUSP comes from supporters like you, comes from individual listeners, as opposed to businesses or corporate entities? Listeners like you are the most important source of funds, and stations like KUSP, which has brought National Public Radio to the Central Coast since 1984, are the number one source of funds for NPR. When you support KUSP, you are supporting the nation's premier independent news source. So please call now at 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877.
It costs us $125 every hour we're on the air. This year, 50% of that must come from you, our listeners. During this hour, we need $640 more to meet our pledge for GeekSpeak. You can help us meet that goal right now. In fact, we need you. Without you, we don't make that goal. The phone number is 476-5900, or do your part online, thegeekway.kusp.org.
Ever wonder who's on the other end of the phone when you call during KUSP's pledge drive? They're people just like you. They're listeners. They're friends. They're neighbors. They love the station just like you, just like we do. They care so much about the station, they give their time to come in and answer the phones. So they're sitting here. Give them a call. After all, you already have a lot in common. You're all listeners. Please call 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. And as we've been saying, you can go up and click the big blue button and pledge on the website.
Which reminds me, during KSP's pledge drives, almost a quarter of all pledges come in over that secure website. It's safe, convenient, you save time and paper, GeekSpeak approved. GeekSpeak saves time, money, paper when you pledge over the web. We also invite you to look around at some of the new features on our website. We have more archives of news and public affairs shows. You can listen whenever you want, wherever you want. Our music playlists are expanding, too. And check out Patabeat, our new online magazine about music with articles by KUSP program hosts. You may find as much to love on KUSP.org as you do on the air at 88.9. Pledge on the web today at KUSP.org. Secure, convenient, paper-free.
Or call 476-5900, 1-800-655-5877. Those are the phone numbers. The other reason to use those phone numbers right now is we're taking your calls with questions and comments about technology. We do this pretty much every week. Sometimes we have special guests from around the Bay Area. But this week, we're taking your calls. We're dedicating the show to answering your questions and comments. We hope that you dedicate your phone lines to both calling for technical questions and comments, but more importantly, to support KUSP. 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. You can get online now to get questions answered by us, the geeks. While we're waiting, Miles, some news?
Yes, some researchers have discovered at the Max Planck Institute of Mainz, Germany,
mm-hmm.
have created nitrogen diamonds.
Wait, diamond structure made of nitrogen?
Yes.
How's
that
work?
That's unusual.
What's up with that?
It involves very high
diamond,
pressures.
Isn't a diamond very specifically a carbon molecule? I mean,
well, it's the lattice structure. It's that...
It's the same structure form. It's still that very strong octane.
Well, similar, mm-hmm. Okay. Considering carbon usually has the four bonds, nitrogen has the three, but it is organizing itself into a
similar way.
A single bond covalent molecule.
What does that mean?
Let's not even go there.
Well, it does mean that it's storing a huge amount of energy in this molecule, so it may have promise as an energy source and firearm.
You could use it for reactions in space as well.
Yes.
John?
The MRO, almost a few months ago, a year ago? Gosh, a while ago. We had Joe Day on, who's a chief optical engineer for the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. He's working on the high-rise part of that. And there's been an update that MRO is coming together, and it's looking like everything is going according to plan, and it should be set to launch pretty soon, early next year, August of 2005. So MRO is ready to go up, and MRO will go and fly around Mars and take the clearest pictures we've ever had of another planet and help map out a future landing site for manned missions to Mars. Pretty exciting stuff.
Very cool stuff. Miles, you got some thank yous?
Yes, I do. Got Poonam from Monterey. She loves Democracy Now! And lots of other KUSP shows. Got Jennifer from Watsonville, listening to Democracy Now! Every morning. Karen from Santa Cruz, thank you for your pledge. From the web, we have Roberta from Paso Robles. And also from the web, Sanjeev from Santa Cruz, pledging for Democracy Now!
We only have $870 more to go during this hour to make our Geek Speak target of $1,300. And I'm going to answer and the phone numbers, of course, are 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. You can also call those same phone numbers to ask us tech questions. The phone number is 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877 or pledge on the web at kusp.org. The question I've got came in a couple days ago through our web service, through email, and it was this, that, let's see, who was the caller today, or who was the emailer? This was from Catherine from Bonnie Doon. Catherine asked, she's got a small business, they're using FileMaker Pro 4.1, and they've just lost their last OS 9 running Macintosh. And the problem is that Apple, who actually owns FileMaker, has not made a new version of FileMaker, a version 6, if you will, hasn't made an old version 4 FileMaker for OS 10. So now that Catherine's stuck with running OS 10 because all her old Macs are down, she needs to upgrade FileMaker. And the problem with upgrading FileMaker, especially Catherine's problem, is that she's got a lot of her infrastructure for her business, the way her business runs, as FileMaker applications. And when you go from FileMaker 4 to a later version like 5, 6, or 7, you've got to translate the database. And that means that there's some problems that could occur that would break the system. So the suggestions that I have for anybody that's doing this is, first off, if you're taking an existing database of FileMaker 4 and going to a newer version like 5, 6, or 7, right now 6 and 7 are being sold. 7 is a file format away, and it has some features in it that if you're not designing from scratch, you don't really need. So I strongly recommend that you go, if you're upgrading FileMaker 4, you go to FileMaker 6. I think that'll be an easier transition, and you won't have as many problems in general. So going from FileMaker 4, go to FileMaker 6 for an upgrade. You could actually do version 5 if you want to run on OS 9 for a while. There's an OS 9 version for that. So there's a little FileMaker updates for those people out there using FileMaker. We'll do some more news while we're waiting for calls. Miles?
Grand Theft Auto has been blamed for a shooting in Florida. A Miami attorney has claimed that a teen accused of plotting a massacre using Grand Theft Auto to prepare for the attack.
Oh, you're talking about the video game?
Yes.
Okay,
This is the very popular video game that has many iterations over time. But a curious thing about the case is that the accused murderer did not have a copy of the game. It was, in fact, the victim who owned the game. But somehow the correlation was made that the game was responsible for the crime.
Interesting. That doesn't seem to make any sense.
It was involved somehow, so therefore it must be the problem. You play this game, someone's going to do that to you.
But in the talk about whether or not violent video games have an effect upon behavior, it's curious to see going both ways, like seeing, you know, whether or not it does have an effect upon the human psyche, because many psychologists have come forward saying yes, it can have, and yet having the other end, you know, the rubber band snapping and going the other direction, going, oh well, we have to do something about this, and not caring whether or not a particular case has to do with it.
Very interesting.
It's very sad. You know, the only effect that the violent video games seem to really have is on politicians. Oh, Did I say that out loud? I have some local news this morning.
Yes.
I was driving here. WarDrive. WarDrive is the kind of a hobby where you drive around with a laptop that has a wireless card. See how many wireless signals you can pick up. And I've got a little program called Max Stumbler that tells me the ID of the network, how strong the signal is, and whether it's an encrypted signal or not. Normally, when I first started doing this, I got maybe a dozen. That was a couple years ago. This morning I got...
And that was about a year ago, I think.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It was about a year ago. This morning I had just over 50. I had 52 signals.
From driving from...
Driving from Felton into Santa Cruz to the station, to KOSP.
And that means that you pass through transmissions of...
52 different wireless networks, each with a unique identity. Of these 52 wireless networks, 31 of them are unencrypted. 31 of them do not have any protection. Well, they don't have WEP enabled, which is wireless encryption protection. Mm-hmm. They could have managed protection or something else. But given that the majority of names are default or the name of the router,
right.
I'm guessing that these are just open nodes. So for heaven's sake, if you have a wireless connection, get out your manual, plow through the first two or three pages. It tells you how to set up WEP. Do that, and then you will have a secure connection.
That's assuming they aren't going for a sense of community. Like,
If you do have a sense of community, name it something like, you know, Bob's Open Network or something like that. You know, just so
especially
it's War Drivers.
Bob. Right.
Well, so if it's open, you want people to mean to have it open as opposed to...
I want you to know that your node is open and, you know, broadcast it. Yes, it's an open node. Yes, I know this. Welcome to it.
That's a good idea, because what if you don't know if the person wants you to use the network or if they just don't know how to set up the system.
And if you do want people to use the network, for heaven's sake, boost the signal. It's not strong enough on the road.
You can detect it but can't use it.
Right. None of these are strong enough to use.
This program is supported by a grant from Santa Cruz Electronics, offering an extensive selection of computer and electronic parts as well as support services. Santa Cruz Electronics is open daily at 2808 Soquel Avenue and online at santacruzelectronics.com. You're listening to GeekSpeak. If you have questions or comments pertaining to technology, the phone numbers are 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. You can also use the internet to get us messages. Go to geekspeak.org and click on Contact Us. Or, of course, if you'd like to pledge, you're welcome to do so by calling right now the same numbers, 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877, or going to KUSP.org. This program is supported by a grant from Cruise.io, providing internet services including DSL, spam filters, PHP, MySQL. Now with nationwide access, information about Cruise.io membership is available online at Cruise.io.com or by calling 459-6301. This is Central Coast Public Radio, KSP. You're listening to Geek Speak. My name is Lyle Troxell. And the Geeks this morning, Miles Elam and John Trace. And we do have a call from Gilroy. Pat, welcome to Geek Speak.
Hello?
Hello, Pat. Yes, you're on.
Hi.
Hi. What's your question?
Well, you guys may have done this on another show that I've missed, but
that's okay.
I just went through 10 days of Apple heck.
Uh-huh.
Apple heck.
It was bad. I had a 14-inch iBook G3, and within 3 months of owning it, the hard drive went out. And then about a year later, the logic board went out.
Ooh.
And then 3 months later, it looked like the logic board went out again. But I had to fight with Apple for 10 days and cry and scream and yell. They've replaced it now, finally, after a lot. But I'm wondering, when I was at the Apple store for an hour and a half crying, there were about 8 customers in there who were also having logic boards replaced. So is this a known defect that Apple's having with their motherboards?
This is on the 14-inch iBook?
Yeah. The other people were bringing in other kinds of computers. They weren't all iBooks.
Okay.
Well, one thing to note, of course, is that Apple's repair places at Apple stores. So if you go there, you see the people with problems, the other
right.
computers. Miles, you got a 14-inch iBook.
And 12-inch, actually.
12-inch. Okay.
Yeah.
Smaller one. I do know people 14 that aren't having problems with it. I bet, and we don't, let me tell you that I work up at the UCSC in the arts division, and
okay.
I haven't seen, we do have quite a few of these out, and I haven't seen that many people with problems. I haven't seen any logic board problems.
With the G3s?
Well, yeah, the G3s when we were using them. Of course, now we're buying new ones where they're not G3s. But, yeah, I haven't heard many problems on it. What did Apple do to help you out?
Well, let's see. They replaced the hard drive. Then they replaced the logic board. Then they said to send it into Memphis, where they sent it to Memphis, and Memphis said there was no problem with it. I got it back and took it out of the box, and it wouldn't, I mean, the lines, it was just dissolving into bands. It was still, you know, not any good. And then Apple wanted to replace it again, but at that point I finally got them to replace the computer.
Good, Rob.
Which apparently is very rare, but I have to say the customer service people made it sound as if this was an ongoing problem, so I
really?
Was just wondering.
Okay, Apple
does have an extended replacement program
on
these logic boards because they have had some problems. But thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the call and the information on the iBooks.
There was a recall issued for iBooks, 14-inch iBooks, January 28th of this year, but it's for the G4 iBooks.
Yeah, not the
G3s.
Yeah. I'm wondering if the same problem exists on the G3, but the G4s just have been selling so much better that we've seen that. Well, Kelly, thanks for the call. I'm sorry, Pat, thanks for the call. And Kelly from Carmel, welcome to Geek Speak. Question?
Yeah, hi guys.
Hi.
Let's see, you were talking a while ago about FileMaker Pro and the issues on Mac from upgrading from OS 9 to OS 10.
Yes.
And we actually run our entire business on FileMaker and Mac in Monterey. And
what's your business, Kelly?
It's a business called SensorTech. It's really a kind of a medical device service company, and really what we do is for a rather large and somewhat infamous company, namely Tyco International, Tyco Healthcare. We run what's called their sensor recycling program, which basically consists of there are these devices out in the medical field that measure your heart rate and blood oxygen content, and sensors are what hooks into these devices to measure this. And they are kind of like soap and razor blades in hospitals these days. They just get used at a rate. And they're expensive. These little sensors are about, they wrap around your finger and they shine a light through your finger. And so these things cost list price around $18. Well, naturally, healthcare being as expensive as it is, people would like to have some way of saving money. And so we handle about 300,000 of these a month for Tyco Healthcare. And that's kind of our little business.
And okay, and you're running on FileMaker.
Running completely on FileMaker on IMAX and on an X-Serve, and we've been running since our inception, which is almost 6 years ago now. And so we've gone from FileMaker 3 all the way up to FileMaker 6. And the big leap for us, actually, from someone going from 4 to 6, there's probably there are probably enough changes to consider actually going to 7. I would think, and based on my experience, and we actually do what we do with FileMaker is use Lasso as a window to a web server, a website, and so we have some complex issues associated with it.
The web integration also in 7 is much better. I could see that. The concern I had for Catherine and Bonnie Doon with her business was that they were concerned about running into more problems, and the issue is that I've never converted a database from version 4 to version 5, which is also the same as version 6 in the file format. I mean, I have done that many times, and it's worked flawlessly. Going to 7, I've never done directly from 4 to 7. So it concerns me to do that.
Yes, I agree.
But going to 7 as your final destination might be a good choice. Now, are you running 7 currently?
We're not, actually. And we actually decided that it would probably be important to consider the ramifications of going from 6 to 7, although 7 is very attractive.
Right.
So we're still considering that, but what I wanted to let you know, too, is that or people who may have this issue, and be it on Windows or be it on Mac, there's a local organization that we've used, just excellent, and this is not a plug for them there, but they're in Scotts Valley.
What's their name?
They're called Digital Strata, and they are, I can give you their number if you'd like, but they are excellent. They're a small group of people. They specialize in FileMaker Pro, and they do an extraordinary job. So if people do need help in making a transition there, I can highly recommend them in the
Digital Strata in Scotts Valley.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you very much, Kelly, for the information.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Geek Speak. My name is Lyle Troxell. The Geeks this morning, Miles Elam and John Tracy. We are doing a pledge show. Right now, we have an outstanding challenge grant for GeekSpeak, only for GeekSpeak. It leaves us in at 11 o'clock. And so far, there's $285 left on that challenge. So right now, if you pledge, you'll get your money doubled up to $285. The phone numbers are 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877.
We've got a thank you. He wishes to remain anonymous. He's a new member from Aptos, and he says, GeekSpeak is the favorite of the shows we have here on KOSP, and we have a lot of great shows here on KOSP.
Well, thank you, Anonymous.
So thank you, Mr. Anonymous.
And we also have from Robert in Carmel. He's a long-time supporter. And another from Anonymous, a new subscriber, though, from Scotts Valley.
Great. Scotts Valley it is. Many of us find that we're more attentive to the news. We turn to many sources for information. Public radio is my primary source for information. I listen to it every morning. I listen to KUSP, 88.9 in my area. In your area, it may be different, but wherever it is, it's the way we wake up each morning. It may accompany us in trips to work, like it does for me. It may inform you about information that is waiting for you at work, things that you have to deal with every day. Public radio is a constant source of news for those of us who need it. We bring you the news because people who need it help pay for it. Pledge your support today, 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. Or you can pledge at our secure website, kosp.org.
Public radio is really different from the other media you use. Public radio costs whatever you decide that it's worth. Unlike a newspaper that will say, or will you ever hear a newspaper say, give us what you think we're worth. Did you like the stories we did? Give us what you think was worth it. Public radio is very different. So you have to decide, you yourself, what our service is worth. We can tell you that the most popular amounts people choose at KOSP are $80 a year and $10 a month. But I would ask, is it worth a dollar a day to you? In addition, we have on the pledge, on the challenge, $285 remaining, and we still have $790 to go in the hour.
Now, that $285 is only good through GeekSpeak, and that person that has pledged that drive to challenge your support for the station, it'll go away in 20 minutes. So get in there right now in the next 5 minutes so we can get the next pledge up from everyone that's listening. The cost to radio may be invisible, but not to us. Transmitters and translators, satellite downlink equipment, to the microwave I speak on right now, they all cost money. Our signal is made possible by hundreds of thousands of dollars of equipment. Each takes more than $80,000 a year to maintain. That's a lot to get a signal to you. Maintenance costs aren't glamorous, but are essential to our ability to bring quality radio. You are an important part of maintaining KUSP, maintaining the equipment we rely on every day for you to listen to us. Call with your pledge right now, 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877, or pledge on the web at kusp.org.
And if you pledge right now, we do have, Jenny Dushek has given us $365. So if you pledge right now, your pledge is doubled. So if you pledge $12, you're giving us $24, and that's a dollar a month. Who can afford a dollar a month for something like public radio?
And we'll take it.
So if you want to issue a challenge, you can issue a challenge. Call in and talk to us here at KOSP.
The phone numbers, of course, are 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877, or pledge on the web at kosp.org. You're listening to GeekSpeak. My name is Lyle Troxel. The geeks this morning, Miles Elam and John Tracy. We are taking your calls and questions with technology problems, or just a comment about technology. You can call in like Kelly and tell us a little bit more about FileMaker and how it's going for her business. You're welcome to do that. The phone numbers are the same for a pledge phone number, 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. For pledging, go to kosp.org. For a GeekSpeak technical question through email, go to geekspeak.org. I know it's a lot to remember, but you listen to NPR, you listen to KOSP, you got to be a smart person.
It's funny, when you were talking about FileMaker, Lyle being the only one among us who understands FileMaker, how to use it.
At least at that level, yeah.
Right. It's funny that my response during that last 10-minute segment or so, was similar, I think, to the comments we get about this show, which is, oh, I love those guys. I don't understand half of what they're talking about, but, you know, it's... and
so if you're getting information from us, or you're just getting entertained by us.
It's true. I get that all the time with Geek Speak. I say, I speak up in a coffee shop to take my order, and someone goes, "Are you Lyle?" Because they recognize the voice or something. And I go, "Yeah, of course, yeah, I'm Lyle." And they go, "Yeah, I listen to the show, but I don't understand anything you say, or very little of it." And I'm like, "Well, I'm glad you still listen." So if you're like that, if you listen and every once in a while you get completely lost for 5 minutes, but you're still listening because you get that feeling of what us geeks do every day, well, you're taking advantage of the wonderful station that is here all the time for you, 24 hours a day, 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. Make a contribution to us.
And if, for that matter, go ahead and call in and say, wait, what were you talking about before?
That's another thing. The greatest question when we get a call in or an email is and they always start this way. I don't know if this is something really appropriate for Geek Speak, but I have this problem with. Well, that is totally appropriate. That's exactly why we're here. We're here to help you out. We're here to inform you, enlighten you, and maybe entertain you. The phone number is to call in right now to be on air, to ask us a question, are 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. And, of course, you can make a pledge as well, the same numbers.
And if you do pledge right now, if you've been waiting to do a pledge right now, your pledge will be doubled. We have $285 left in our challenge, and we only get that if you do it within the next 15 minutes. So if you've been holding back and saying, well, I don't know, now is the time. Anything you pledge will be doubled. You'll get twice the support.
We get twice the support from your contribution. That's right. Now, let's get back to some news. We got some more time for news. So, Miles, I'm going to go to you, actually.
Right. And speaking of getting information out there, do you remember the computer shoppers from years ago? Not the ones that are there now, like the little...
No, the
thing
thick book. The telephone book.
Yes. The ones that cost like $3 for this telephone book size every month.
Right. And all it was ads. Tons of ads.
Well, they had a few articles. And one of those columns was Bill and Alice from The Hard Edge.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right, and this is something that I'm sure there are other listeners out there who remember them. And
picking up that big book and buying your first
computer. I used to read that. Many times I'd buy it just for that column.
Okay.
Well, it turns out that they've had their last article.
Oh.
Computer Shopper. Just with Computer Shopper being more ad-oriented, or not being more ad-oriented, sorry, but not having just the general, just everything in the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And they're having the smaller margins and the like. The book is shrinking down.
The book is really small now. That computer shop is
right,
quite small.
And one of the things that has now shrunk out of space is The Hard Edge. And it's sad to see after hundreds of articles.
Yeah, well, we're sad to see them go. John?
My news is that Jenny Dushek's challenge only has 14 minutes left today.
You getting stressed out about that?
Yeah, there's still $285 left up there.
You got another news item, sir?
I do. From the University of Washington, which has brought us actually a lot of great breakthroughs in various areas, they have a new propulsion concept that could make a trip to Mars take 90 days instead of, 2.5 years? So it's a significant increase.
I thought it was about a year and then a year to get back. I thought it was like 2.5 years.
But then you have to wait for Mars to be in the right position to leave. So it's about a 2.5 year round trip. They're talking about a mag beam. It's basically a beam of magnetized plasma, and what they do is they shoot this out of a nozzle. They're talking about a 32 meter wide aperture, so not a small nozzle, a huge nozzle, streaming magnetized plasma out of that, and it'll hit basically a sail on a spacecraft and push it forward.
So the beam is stationary.
The beam is a space station, a moon base, a satellite, something like that. Yeah, it stays, which is nice because then the craft you're pushing doesn't have to carry all of its propulsion and all the fuel, which is a huge portion of a spacecraft.
Mm-hmm.
They project that with a 32 meter nozzle, they can get the spacecraft going at 11.7 kilometers per second, which is about 26,000 miles per hour or 625,000 miles a day. Which means the round trip would take about 76 days to get to Mars and back, and then you've got a little bit of lag time getting back, because you got to land.
Wait, if this is a sail, then how are they getting back?
Maybe it's only one way thing.
So you go fast out, right? you eventually got to stop, because in space, if you stop applying force, you're still going to keep going, right, unless you apply force in the opposite direction. So we got to set something up on the other side to receive this that can start pushing against the sail to slow it back down, which would then also be used to send it back out. So it's got to be a there and back kind of thing. So maybe the first thing they send out will be a satellite via normal propulsion systems that will then have the materials to build or have on it the plasma beam to get you back. It's in the concept stage.
It feels like flying to another planet and hoping that something catches you. That's kind of scary.
Well, that's what we do right now. The thing that catches you is gravity.
Yeah, but gravity's a little more stable than some plasma ray. Sorry. That sounds pretty cool. That sounds like good technology.
The sun is a really big plasma ray.
Okay, we've still got Jenny Dushek's challenge. You've got about 10 minutes left. She's only giving this challenge till 11 a.m. We have $285 left in the challenge. We have $790 left to go in Geek Speak. So far, you listeners out there have supported KSP to the tune of $30,100. We have $94,900 left to go in the overall pledge. But right now in Geek Speak, we have $285 left to go on Jenny Dushek's challenge. She gave us $365. So anytime you give us any support, dollar, $10, $100, $1,000, whatever, it gets doubled. Well, okay, up to $285 remaining.
And only in the next 10 minutes.
So if you have a pledge that you want to give of $285, that would now be $570. No.
You're a geek and you can almost do math in your head. I'm impressed.
Let me get my calculator.
Do you recall the first time you couldn't leave your car so you could hear the end of a story on KSP? Maybe you're listening to GeekSpeak. Maybe you're listening to NPR or one of our other, hundreds of our shows. You get stuck in the car. It happens to me all the time, even at work. I'm like, I'm going to work, listen to the end of this NPR story. Oh, tough one. What you may take for granted that day is that someone, just like you, made the moment possible for you to hear it. Somebody else made a pledge. Now it's your turn to make a pledge. Call 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. Or, of course, you can do it the geeky way on our secure website, kusp.org.
And when you listen to GeekSpeak, I want folks to keep in mind, how much do you pay for tech support? How much do you pay if you have a computer problem, calling up some computer shop and saying, I have this problem. Can you get the phone support from them? Like, we're here every week. For an hour, answering all the calls of all the folks having computer problems along the Central Coast. And so you have to wonder, how much is that worth to you? How much is it worth to have that resource on the air? Is it worth to you a dollar a day?
Is it worth you $10 a month?
That challenge that we have is $285 remaining. If the pledges don't come in, KUSP loses that money.
So all you have to do is call right now and pledge about $285, or heck, pledge $10 a month. The phone numbers are 476-5900 or toll free at 1-800-655-5877.
And on the website at kusp.org, the big blue turntable.
We did get someone called in, Jackie of Santa Cruz, and has a question about, I'll quote it. Talk about energy conservation and space travel. With global warming, how can you justify space travel? I'm assuming is the question and concern. Now, my thought first off on this magnetron thing, that whatever the heck that was that John was talking about. See, I lose terms too. That thing would probably be in space. It would probably be orbiting, and it would get solar power to generate this beam. That would be my first assumption. But there is a question about,
well, that and global warming has to do with CO2 emissions.
Right.
And not necessarily CO2 that's going out. Although rocket launches are, rocket launches are quite substantial. But at the same time,
and it is
time,
interesting. I mean, there are global problems and space travel. Why do we even think about space travel? Well, it has to do with our zest for knowledge, I would say.
Well, that and anytime you have exploration, anytime you have a point of discovery, you're going to find out things and have facilities to do things that you weren't able to do before.
Well, like, for example, one of the most the knowledgeable people about global warming and large planetary issues of that nature are scientists. And scientists learn by exploration and study. And that's one of the reasons, I support space travel.
And if you're going to be talking about, greenhouse effects and problems caused by pollution, mm-hmm. there's a lot of secondary things that you would focus on, like, pleasure craft, ATVs and stuff like that.
Large vehicles.
And ocean craft. Yeah. They produce a lot of pollution, and it's non-necessary pollution. Spacecraft, space exploration, all of that I view it as necessary pollution. We are expounding the boundaries of our knowledge. We're expounding the boundaries of what we know about our planet and what's around us. And I think it can contain the answers to a lot of problems by doing this exploration. So therefore, it's kind of, yes, it does create a lot of pollution, but there are new methods of getting into space that we're just now discovering with the XPRIZE and being one and all that. Okay. Sorry, I get a little
it's quite all right.
Soapboxes about space exploration. But
this has been John's pet project for a while, talking about Mars and exploration of it.
Miles, another news story, sir? Just informed about technology in the world?
Well, here's
Wait. Before we do that, I just want to remind everyone that we have a pledge going on. You have 6 minutes left by the big NPR clock here. You have 6 minutes left. Jenny Dushek has given us $365, but only if people call in to match it. So if you call in right now, if we get four people to call in with $80 pledges,
that's all it takes.
That's all it takes. And for $80, you get a 2-for-1 savings at different bed and breakfasts around the area. So basically, you get to stay for two nights. You pay for one free night at a B&B. That pays for the $80 right there.
That's right.
And you get multiple.
Great thing to use when someone's coming to visit and you don't really want them visiting in your home, so you get them a bread and breakfast and you help support KUSP.
Absolutely. I mean, what hotel could you get for $80 a night? Yeah. Okay. So, please. The numbers are 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. And, of course, you can always pledge on the website securely, KUSP.org.
And this is really quite a simple thing. You listen to KUSP. You enjoy KUSP. KUSP needs money to run. Because you listen and enjoy it, we need your support to make it run. That's all it is. That's as simple as that. And we're not talking about life savings. We're not talking about too much money. We're talking about the amount of money that you think you can afford, amount of money that you feel is worth to you, amount of money you think that your community, support for your community is worth. If you hear something on KUSP and you love it and you want other people to hear it, and later on the day you try to quote it and you mess up, because I do that all the time, especially if you listen to Geek Speak, you won't understand what we're talking about anyway. What you want to do is you want to tell other people, hey, the station's going on. Well, that happens all the time. People flip through the dials and they listen. And the only reason they're able to listen is because you've made your contribution. So make your contribution right now. Be like hundreds of other people that support KUSP. 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. We've got an amazing change in our pledge. The last pledge has brought us up to, John.
We are down to $80 left in our challenge. So if you want to do an $80 pledge, that pledge will be matched, and you will be donating $160 to KUSP, and you get 2-for-1 stays at multiple B&Bs in, Berry Creek, Chico, Carmel Valley, Pacific Grove, all over the North Bay, Reno, and Lake Tahoe area. Carson City, Cornelia Bay, McLeod, Tahoe City, Truckee. San Mateo County, here in Santa Cruz County, in Aptos and Santa Cruz, we have B&Bs, 2-for-1 stay. You also get 2-for-1 dining at places throughout Monterey County, San Luis Obispo County, Santa Clara County, Santa Cruz County, and you also get 20% on 20% off on online shopping at various .com places that have given their wares to KUSP, said we can go up there. If you're a member of KUSP, you get 20% off. And different outlet stores, you get 15% off every time you shop there, just by being and pledging $80 and becoming a KUSP member. And if you do it now, your $80 pledge becomes $160 of support for KUSP. The numbers are 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877, or you can pledge at KUSP.org. Just click the big blue button.
I want to thank Anthony, who's a very brand new KUSP member from Salinas. Democracy Now! Morning Edition. Friday's great. 1,000 dances, night ride. Obviously, Anthony's listening a lot, and thank you, Anthony, for your support. We also have a thank you from Dennis, who says, Geek Speak is listened to religiously. I don't know what they're saying half the time. I hope I hope that osmosis will do the trick. And I think that Dennis is not alone in that. Thank you very much, Dennis.
And also some thank yous from to Thomas at Moss Landing. He's saying, keep up the good service. And Ed, who is a new subscriber from Santa Cruz, thank you very much for your support.
All right. Two quick email questions we're going to answer because we've got a little bit more time on Geek Speak. Right, that doesn't mean you don't have to call. Please do call right now while we're answering these. 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877. And the first question is from Alan. And Alan from the Smash Sashmill in Santa Cruz. What's the final word on installing Service Pack 2? I'm in the middle of operating, preparing an install for a big thing and want to know if you should go with OS Service Pack 2. Miles, what's your thought?
If you have a big installation, you try it out on a single computer or a small group to see whether or not it works or not for your setup, because each setup is going to be slightly different.
Now, what if you got only one computer and you want to install, or you want
then absolutely do it.
Okay,
and I would agree. The risk from not having it installed is
much greater
yeah. than the risk of having something break.
So, Alan, that's official from the geeks. Go ahead and install Service Pack 2. It's a good thing to do. This next question is from Duke from Lompico, my neighborhood. Windows XP computer and experiencing a blue screen. What is going on?
Ooh, that means you can do chroma keying.
I think it's the wrong kind. Is it a software-related bug or is it hardware? The new computer is under warranty. It's a Dell. Should he get it replaced? What's the thought?
It's hard to tell, but chances are if it's a new computer, it has XP on it, that blue screen is going to be hardware-related.
Yeah.
Chances are.
I would say it could be memory. That's one way to go about it. So if you've got a computer with more than one memory stick, you open it up and you ground yourself by touching the metal part of the case and you pull out that memory stick and then start the machine up and see if that works. And if it doesn't, if it still does the same problem, swap the memory. If you don't have more than two sticks of memory, buy an extra stick. That's always a good thing to have.
The only other thing I could think of that could cause something that severe in the operating systems nowadays would be a bad driver.
Okay.
That seems unlikely.
And I give one URL to the iBook logic board replacement problem. Yes, there's a whole policy on it. apple.com/support/iBook/FAQ. Again, apple.com/support/iBook/FAQ.
And thank you, Wally, for that tip. And we are 30.
It's just one call from here, guys. $1 a month, and you can help us match the pledge that we need to match in the next, minute.
About $3 a month. But
we've got, what's that, Bonnie?
There's not 30 months in a year, so far as I know.
Oh, that's true.
So if you pledge $1 a day, that's in 1 month you've met our pledge grant. If you pledge $10 a month, then you met the pledge grant. And we have it in that the pledge has been met. Thank you for all of you who've called in. And if you've missed this pledge grant, for heaven's sakes, that doesn't mean you can't call. You can still call and support your favorite radio station, KUSP. You can call us at 476-5900 or 1-800-655-5877 or pledge on the website at kusp.org.
Grey Wolf Computer Systems has provided a grant in support of this program. Grey Wolf Computer Systems offers custom computer systems and personalized service for repairs, upgrades, and networks in the East Cliff Village Shopping Center in Santa Cruz. This is Geek Speak. Thank you all for listening. Now some NPR news.
Or two FDA advisory committees. Several dozen parents testified that their children killed or hurt themselves after taking a particular type of antidepressant called an SSRI. And researchers presented studies showing that SSRIs double the risk of suicidal thoughts and behaviors from 2% to 4%. The committees urged the agency to require manufacturers to put warning labels on the doctor information leaflet on all antidepressants. They also urged the agency to require information booklets for patients. The FDA is taking the committee's advice. An FDA official says the warning and the patient guide should appear in the next few weeks. Joanne Solberner, NPR News.